Gregory, Ukraine. We have time. We have a few minutes here on Ukraine. Mr. Putin's threats these last weeks came to not yet, and he withdrew his major forces. I believe they were using the tens or hundreds of thousands of numbers. But Putin remains non-transparent. Let's put it that way. He could take Kiev in a moment. The fact that he has not tells me he has something else in mind. The U.S. policy towards Ukraine now is in the hands of a new administration. It remains, however, committed to sustaining Ukraine. Is that imaginable?
No. I mean, the United States can't save Ukraine. Ukraine got itself into this mess through an absolute mishandling on its own part of its relations with Russia. Not to say that Russia behaved well, but Ukraine threatened Russian interests. Russia retaliated. Russia has the upper hand there, and it is part of their, if you like, their sphere of influence. What they are looking for is not to take Kiev, because that's a problem they don't want, but rather they will look at the Russian-speaking enclaves in the east of Ukraine, declaring their independence in the way that Abkhazia and South Ossetia did in Georgia. And the probability is that they would then either declare autonomy or independence, and then possibly ask for admission into the Russian Federation. That would give Russia the security that it needs to back up the Crimean situation. And it would also basically mean that Ukraine would lose access to the Sea of Azov, and that would give an enormous amount of security for Russia in that regard. So at that point, Russia would be probably more willing to see the rump of Western Ukraine start to turn its interests a little bit more westward if it wished to, but it would stop Ukraine literally holding Russia up to ransom at all times. So that's likely to happen at some stage, and the U.S. really is not in a position to stop it.
Do you believe the U.S., the Biden administration, will accept that as fait accompli? In other words, what you're saying is that the Poland part of Ukraine will remain separate from the Russian part of Ukraine to the east, and the Biden administration, although they won't be happy, they will accept it. Is that correct?
Well, yes, and I think that's even perhaps a bit of an overstatement as well, too, because all of Ukraine literally is the heartland of Russia when you think that the Kiev and Rus were the origins of the Russian state itself. So there's a great emotional attachment and religious attachment between Western Ukraine and Russia. So how that will play out in the long term, we don't know. But the reality is that for the short term, Russia needs to stabilize its situation in the Crimea region, and therefore will look to its very strong Russian constituency within eastern Ukraine. And frankly, the U.S. and British reaction to that, you know, is based on emotions going back to the Crimean War in the mid-19th century. So I don't think anybody's really rethought the situation since then. And of course, this whole situation puts strain on Turkey, which does not want to see Russia move into a stronger position in the Black Sea. But Turkey is in a position where it can't afford to alienate Russia anyway. So it's a delicate situation. This is why President Biden has been cautious in his condemnation of Turkey on the Armenian genocide issue, even though he did raise the issue. I think he did it in a way which hedged the bet, perhaps in a slightly less than moral way.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, commenting on Afghanistan and Ukraine in the first 100 days of Biden administration. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.